Welcome to Tween Talk Voice Notes. I'm Marina Joy, and today I want to talk with you about something that's probably on every homeschool mom's mind this time of year. Starting with a fresh, new, shiny new curriculum. The problem with new curriculum is you don't know how something is going to go until you actually start using it. And once you start using it, you need to give it a long enough chance to see, is it working? Is it not working? You've got to work some of the kinks out before you decide, no, this isn't for us. You can't optimize how you're using it before you've even figured out what it is you're doing. So as you jump into the new homeschool year in the next couple of weeks, maybe you've started already and you're in this process where you're like, I got this curriculum and I don't think it's going to work for us. Hold on, just wait. It might not be ready to pack it in quite yet. So you chose that curriculum based on what you thought would be best for your child, for your family, based on how things maybe went last year, what you think your kid needs, where they're going with their education, and so on. Like, you made that choice not just out of thin air, probably hours of research, looking at reviews, deciding what you could handle, what your child could handle, would it be good? So when you get it and you start in and it's not exactly as you thought it was going to go, just keep going. Because now it's your kid that's implementing, it's you that's implementing. And so regardless of what the review said, and you know, maybe they painted this beautiful picture, because of course they only put up, I mean, they leave up some of the mid-star reviews, but curriculum companies put their best foot forward. They want it to they want to show you that it can work for kids. That's why you chose it. But just because it worked for somebody else's kid in a certain way in their household doesn't mean that it's going to work that same way for you and your kid in your household. But week one is not an indicator of how the rest of the year will go with that curriculum. So if you've jumped in already, or if you're dreading that first week because you go, how is this all going to work? I want you to think about this analogy of riding a bike. So we don't start riding a bike when we're on a two-wheeler. That would be, most people don't do that. Most people start with training wheels on, and then you remove a training wheel and you know, you keep trying to ride the bike. Then you remove the other training wheel and it's a little wobbly. And then once you've learned how to ride a bike, then you think, okay, well, I can ride any bike. You may be thinking, well, it's not my first year homeschooling. It's not my first time trying a new curriculum. But here's the thing. Okay, think about if you go on vacation and you think, oh, it'll be a wonderful time to go for a bike ride with the family, but we don't have bikes here on this vacation, so we're going to rent these bikes. And everybody knows how to ride a bike, so you think, okay, no problem. And then you get the bikes and you feel awkward and it's like, huh, I know how to ride a bike. Why am I having such trouble? But the handlebars are different than the ones you have at home. The brakes respond differently. The seat needs to be reset. The seat is not what you're used to. Maybe it's more cushy or less cushy than the one you have at home. The gears shift differently. You know how to ride a bike, but you have to figure out how that particular bike works. And it's the same with curriculum. You're not starting from scratch. You're just learning how to use that particular curriculum to get the outcome that you need for your child. And your tween is experiencing the same kind of, you know, new bike experience. Because they've been doing this school thing for a while now, but now they're going into middle school. The academic rigor is increased, more is expected. Curriculum starts being written, often written to the student instead of written to you as the parent, who are then going to explain it to your child. The instructions might be more complex. And so sometimes what happens is your tween was flying through curriculum in elementary. Things were fabulous. They felt smart and clever and accomplished. And then they hit middle school curriculum. And they're like, whoa, what is this? I don't understand how to do this. And now this is written to me and I have to understand what I'm supposed to be doing. And the questions are harder. They're expecting me to do more thinking. And your tween might think, I can't do this. It's like them saying on that vacation with a new bike, I can't ride this bike. They can ride the bike. But it's going to take a little bit of time to step back. And when it comes to that curriculum, think, okay, so how are we going to use this curriculum so that we can accomplish the goal that we need this curriculum to help us accomplish? And it might mean that you're using that curriculum not in the way that the publisher had in mind. Maybe you're not going to do every question. Maybe you have to take a step back and go, oh, we need to learn how to read instructions first and figure out what they mean. And then we can move forward. We're going to take more time. We're going to take less time. We're going to do the chapters in a different order if it doesn't, you know, build on one concept on another. Just because the publisher laid it out a certain way doesn't mean that that's the best way for your child to accomplish their goal. It is one way. But I just want you to not be a slave to the curriculum. And just think, hey, this is a tool that's going to help my tween reach their next goal, so they can continue on the path that is going to eventually have them working in something with their gifts and talents. That's what it's all about. I encourage you, give it 6 weeks before you throw in the towel and say, no, this isn't for us. I don't know what I was thinking. The reviews were all there, but this isn't for us. Give it 6 weeks. 6 weeks of testing it out and saying, hey, how can we use this to accomplish the goal? Keep the goal in mind. The curriculum isn't the goal. The curriculum is the tool to achieve the goal. Give yourself grace. Give your child grace. You might be surprised. 6 weeks in, you're using the curriculum in a way that works for you, to help you achieve your goals. That's a win. It's not about jumping in and, whew, you know how to ride the bike the second you get on it. You're going to have to tweak a few things, make some adjustments, experiment, figure it out together, and then move forward. I hope this gives you some encouragement as you are starting the new school year. I would love to hear how you're adjusting curriculum to make it work for your tween and your family, because everybody figures things out slightly different. And I'd love to hear how you're figuring out your curriculum to help your child achieve their goals. Until next time, I'm Marina Joy, and this has been Tween Talk Voice Notes.